Now, before we go, I want you to think about the ways in which Syrian and other Middle Eastern refugees have been spoken about in the United States in the last few weeks. Recall the comparisons of refugees to ISIS-masked gunmen, the radicalized SWAT teams of terror that we are so worried will sneak into the U.S., that more than half of the U.S. governors say they want to block all incoming Syrian refugees. Now, does that image match this soundtrack? This is the theme music for a new radio series depicting life in a Syrian refugee camp. Welcome to Zaatari, as it's called. The program makes its BBC Radio debut this week, and it's a fictional account of the sometimes tragic and funny life of young people growing up in a place that is not only not home, it's not officially a place. Located an hour outside of Amman, Jordan, in Zaatari, 16-year-old Reem pines for home and dreams of continuing her education and one day becoming a doctor. There's no mention of weapons or hatred of the West here.
Walk slowly, then eat my bread slowly. Because when I finished it, well, then my favorite part of the day is over. I love the days Mother sends me to the bakery instead of just collecting UN bread. There's that Syrian smell which is someone saying, I love you. A home smell that way at the weekends when Mother made bread.
Syrian refugee Hani Al-Sayed helped produce the original Arabic version of the radio soap with British filmmaker and journalist Charlotte Eger. Charlotte says it's her mission to humanize the refugee experience and hopes that this drama transforms how those of us in the West see ordinary Syrians.
What is absolutely key, at no time more so than the moment, is the perception of Syrian refugees in the rest of the world. And by having this drama on the BBC, absolutely prime time, and they've done us proud, prime time listening, then the stories of these completely normal, ordinary Syrian people who are very, very identifiable to people in the West, normal middle-class people who happen to have their whole lives destroyed and living in a refugee camp, those stories, their concerns, their worries can be relayed in a way which people like you and me can understand and relate to.
So, honey, is your ambition here to, at this moment, to try to affect the debate on the question of whether refugees will be accepted in the UK, in the United States, in Europe, et cetera?
Yes, I mean, I surely would hope that it positively affects the debate. It's enough that Syrians have been dehumanized within, you know, in their own country, and now they're being demonized by the international world.
Can something like this, and I'll address it to both of you, but Hani, since you really have a personal stake in this as a Syrian yourself,
yes.
Can this change things?
There is no one medium or one solution for change. It's always going to be multilateral, like in anything. But I mean, no soap opera or medium at this point, however successful it could actually prevent things happening on its own. However, yes, it can help change the atmosphere, the environment of the way people are thinking, changing mindsets, social behaviors, the relationships that we have. I believe that by bringing awareness, looking at Syrians through this soap opera, these people were doctors, engineers, brothers, sisters, wives, husbands, so on and so forth. They're people. They are not the other. And I think it's important with a medium like soap operas, which, you know, it's not just about at this point with what, you know, Charlotte is doing as well, is not just about the entertainment of the soap opera within itself. It goes much further in this case where it's actually bringing awareness and there's an objective behind it. There's a message behind it. And I would hope that message would reach the Western and international communities.
Charlotte, what are the models in the UK? I suspect it's a little more diverse than the United States, but really, the models for Syrian refugees in real life in the United States consist of some pictures, some pretty gruesome pictures on the front pages of newspapers and not much else. So what are you competing with?
Well, I mean, this is one of the main problems that Syrians have is that there's sort of the two ways they're viewed now are either sort of angry young men who've been completely, you know, brainwashed and feel that they have nothing to lose and sort of join the death cult of ISIS or its affiliates, or these rather desperate, dehumanized pictures that one sees of these families crossing, you know, queuing up by the Hungarian border, walking along railway tracks. Now, I have personally been involved with three families who have crossed over to Europe in the last year. So I know some of these people. I know what they're like. I know the thoughts that were going through their mind. And when we first started doing this 2 years ago, we've been working with Syrian refugees in Jordan now for 2 years. And 2 years ago, absolutely none of them wanted to leave the Middle East and go and claim political asylum in the West. There was no question that they wanted to do that. They wanted the war to be over and they wanted to return home to Syria, where they had mainly had perfectly nice lives. And they just wanted to, frankly, stay in Jordan, be allowed to work legally in Jordan, and then one day for the war to be over, they'd be able to get into their car and drive back home again, which is only like 3 hours away. That all changed when ISIS came to power last year. People began to realise that things were not going to be the same for maybe a generation. Essentially, their old Syria had gone. And that's when the great fear began.
Let's just talk about the range of drama in a soap opera like this. I mean, you definitely want to depict normal people in real situations, but you also want to entertain people and draw them into stories where there's an exaggerated sense of drama as well, yes?
You don't need to exaggerate the drama in the refugee camp in Zaatari. I can tell you, every single person in Zaatari has undergone an experience you can make a major Hollywood motion picture out of. Every single one there. And so I realised that it had then the perfect, perfect thing that you need for a soap drama. And we've only done 5 episodes, but we really, really want to do this. We've had a lot of interest in extending this and doing maybe 30, 40 more episodes.
Honey, how much has the debate over refugees in Syria dismayed you or gotten your attention here in the United States?
I'm a refugee. So it definitely got my attention. I haven't seen my family in 4 years, and I'm nothing in comparison to those who are going through the different dangerous route to just reach a place where all they want is normalcy. All they want is a neighborhood, their kids to go to school, they want to work. It's part of your pride, not finding a job. It's not an issue of just finance. It's an issue of pride for many of us. And how do I feel? I feel fear where I am in the United States. I had the fortune of growing up in the Middle East in American institutions since I was in first grade up to universities. So I've got the best of both cultures. But growing up, when I looked up to the United States, I looked up to it as this is the country of courage, tolerance. It's empowered with knowledge. And today I look and I'm like, what's going on? Where's this culture of fear coming from? This is not the country that I grew up to know. This is not the country that has all the values that I grew up to know as well. And so I'm disappointed is definitely one, because I care. And I'm angry and frustrated and fearful for, you know, all the Syrians that have to take this plight. I can't get out of the United States, even if I have a refugee travel document on me right now, because I've been advised, don't go out, because you never know if the immigration officer is going to ever let you in. What we need right now is, yes, we need political solutions, and we also do need cultural reform.
Syrian refugee Honey Al-Sayed helped produce the original Arabic version of the radio soap with British filmmaker and journalist Charlotte Eager.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.